From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In addition to picking a president and deciding control of Congress, the upcoming election could result in big changes to the nation's drug policies. Ballot measures in three western states ask voters if they want to legalize marijuana for recreational use. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, some of the most intense opposition to those efforts is coming from the pioneers of legalization, the medical marijuana industry.
In the West, no political campaign is complete without a guy in a cowboy hat.
I'm sitting on my horse, Misty, in Greeley, Colorado.
Howard Wooldridge is a retired police detective from Texas and a longtime campaigner for marijuana legalization. He's come to Greeley to wave a sign for something called Amendment 64.
Which would regulate marijuana much like alcohol. This would free up precious police resources to go after real criminals, drunk drivers, etc., as opposed to wasting time on a green plant.
Colorado already has a big medical marijuana industry, but this amendment to the state constitution takes things further. It would allow adults to possess limited amounts of the drug for recreational use. It's ahead in the polls, but that lead is eroding as it gets more pushback from business groups. Roger Sherman runs the No campaign.
We don't want to become the pot capital of the United States. That's not the image our economic development leaders want to use to attract businesses and conventions and tourists.
Luckily for those business groups, Colorado has competition in the race to become the first state to legalize pot. Oregon has a similar ballot measure, though it's not polling well. Passage is looking likely, though, in Washington. On a misty morning near Seattle, legalization campaigners embark on a barnstorming tour of the state. They pause for a group picture.
Dismantling prohibition, one state at a time!
If they sound giddy, it's because their ballot initiative, called I-502, is polling above 50%. The initiative would permit the sale of small amounts of pot at stores regulated and taxed by the state. Allison Holcomb runs the campaign.
We've reached a place in our society, you know, nationwide, we're now at a majority supporting marijuana legalization.
She may be right. In a Rasmussen poll earlier this year, 56% of respondents favored legalizing and regulating marijuana. The Washington State Initiative is getting support from across the political spectrum. Two former U.S. attorneys, the Seattle city attorney, and even the Republican candidate for Senate. The most vocal opposition, meanwhile, is coming from purveyors of medical marijuana.
We're horrified.
This is Steve Sarich, who's behind the No campaign in Washington. At his medical marijuana store in Seattle, he shows off a display case full of pot-infused medication.
We've got everything from caramels to peppermint patties to chocolate-covered pretzels to Almond Joy.
What about this candy corn?
That's just candy corn. It's Halloween.
But this brave new world of legal medical marijuana is at risk, Sarich says. That's because he thinks I-502 is really a Trojan horse. One of the measures it contains is a maximum blood content level for drivers. Sarich says no regular user of medical marijuana could ever pass that test. And to him, that's what this is really about.
And all they have to do is sit a half a block down the street and wait for me to pull out away from the curb. And I'm going to jail for a DUID.
The initiative sponsors say they had to include a blood level limit to win over cautious voters. And without naming names, Allison Holcomb accuses some medical marijuana entrepreneurs of wanting to keep pot in a profitable gray area, unregulated and untaxed. It's a concern that's echoed by King County Sheriff Steve Strand.
For the rule of law, for a civil society, this ambiguity and confusion doesn't serve us well.
Strand calls the current medical marijuana law a twilight zone, one that generates cynicism and contempt for law enforcement.
We've had some examples since the medical marijuana law came into place of people smoking marijuana in a public place, like a bus stop. Well, it's not a place where you could smoke a cigarette. Then they'll say, well, this is medical marijuana, so I can do it.
So the sheriff, who's also on the ballot this year, has come out in support of legalization, as has his opponent. He hopes it will clarify the status of marijuana under state law, even as it creates a potential showdown with the feds. As far as that goes, he can only hope against hope that national politicians will reconsider the federal prohibition on pot if they're confronted by outright legalization in the states. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.